Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 22nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Following similar announcements in the U.S., Poland's government on Tuesday announced it would be recommending a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine for healthcare workers and people over 50. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the aim was to give the best possible protection to those most at risk of severe disease. Officials have previously recommended a third dose for people with compromised immune systems. According to recent Health Ministry data, Poland has so far administered over 19.6 million first doses of COVID-19 vaccines, while more than 19.2 million people have been fully inoculated. Poland on Tuesday reported 711 new coronavirus infections and 15 additional deaths, an increase over last week's average of 517 new cases. A similar pattern arose last year before a spike in cases in November, and officials have warned that steadily increasing numbers are evidence of a new fourth wave of the pandemic. Residents are urged to continue observing hygiene and sanitary protocols, including frequent hand washing, social distancing, and wearing masks indoors. The annual Polish Film Festival is in full swing in Gdynia as 16 Polish productions battle for the coveted Golden Lions Award in the main competition, alongside awards for short films and micro-budget films. Tomasz Kalankiewicz, the event's artistic director, recently spoke to Radio Gdańsk about this year's festival, in particular the diversity of films featured in the main competition. Entrants range from serious historical films such as Let There Be No Traces by Jan Matuszynski and Hyacinth by Piotr Domalewski, to comedies like Zupanitz and Naimro, an action comedy inspired by actual events in the life of underworld celebrity and con artist Zdzisław Naimrodzki. Winners of the main competition will be announced on Saturday evening during the closing gala of the festival. A complete program of film screenings and events is available online at festivalgdynia.pl. Star striker Robert Lewandowski picked up the annual European Golden Shoe Award for the highest score in European football yesterday at a ceremony in Munich. With 41 goals scored for Bayern Munich this season, Lewandowski finished far ahead of Barcelona's Lionel Messi in second with 30 goals and Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo in third place with 29 strikes for the Italian team Juventus. Earlier this year, Lewandowski took home the prize for top scorer in Germany's Bundesliga Premier League for the 2020-2021 season, his sixth such trophy since he began playing in Germany in 2010. And in other sporting news, Robert Keras of Elbląg reportedly became the fastest quintuple ultra triathlete on earth yesterday at an event in León, Mexico. Keras needed just 67 hours, 58 minutes, and 1 second to complete the 19-kilometer swim, 900-kilometer bike ride, and 211-kilometer run, beating the previous record by more than 4.5 hours, according to reports by the Polish press agency. Keras and the other ultra triathletes competed in a high-altitude, humid Mexican environment and had to contend with a massive downpour and a hailstorm. The inclement weather eventually forced authorities to suspend the event temporarily, according to organizers. Already a world champion in double and triple ultra triathlons, Keras described the challenge in Mexico as hell and a race like no other.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cool with a good chance of rain in the morning and winds coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 14 degrees centigrade or 58 degrees Fahrenheit, cooling off overnight to a low of 10 degrees centigrade or 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Cool, wet weather is set to continue for the rest of the week with a chance for some sun and warmer temps on Sunday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.